This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Karen McMurtry in Sarasota, Florida, and you are listening to a special Arabian episode of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 29th, episode 798. This episode is brought to you by Hawks Light Farm. Good morning, Horse World, and happy Black Friday.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Those of you that are here live and are not out shopping, or if you are out shopping and are listening on your phones, welcome to Horses in the Morning, the Black Friday edition. And we have a very special episode for you because we have Karen back with our Arabian episode, but it's not going to be our typical Arabian episode, is it?
No, it is not, because today it is all about shopping, because it's Black Friday and Christmas is, 26 days away? And we need to get serious about this now.
Yes, we do. Now, did you go out shopping? Did you get up at midnight and go out shopping last night, head out to Walmart? Or
Glenn, I will admit this. I am a Christmas Eve shopper.
Me too. I am too. I'm guilty. It's funny because Jennifer is not here today. She is probably shopping. I saw her leave the house this morning.
Great.
I don't know where she went. So Jamie is, of course, still on her vacation. She went to see her mom in Florida, and she'll be back on Monday. So the whole crew will be back here on Monday. But yeah, Jennifer's mom is one of those people that it really makes everybody sick, because she starts shopping for Christmas like January 1st.
My mother was the same. She was so ashamed of me because I'm a diehard Christmas Eve shopper. Nothing's going to change it.
Did she also start asking you for a list on January 1st of what you wanted?
That was usually probably around my birthday in February. I was asked for the Christmas list. So
I know.
Started in February.
And I never know. See, I'm not only a Christmas Eve shopper, I don't really want anything. And I'm not a kind of material person. So it's very difficult for me to pick out things I want, because pretty much if we want it, we buy it. You know, so it's like, oh, what do I do? And then she's still bugging me now. She started in about February, and it is now Black Friday, and I still haven't given her a list. So, I know. I'm going to be in trouble.
Coal in the stocking,
yes,
for you, Glenn.
I know. Every year there's that threat also. I love you, Pat. And one of these days soon, I'll get you a list. I promise. Maybe Karen will help me today. I'll find something I want.
Well, actually, I was shocked because I thought I do a lot of shopping online throughout the year. But I do like to kind of go to brick and mortar for Christmas shopping to kind of get the feel, since
you got to hear the music and
Music, you know, a little happy hour in between and just the whole feel of decorations. So I do like the brick and mortar experience, but in doing some research for today, Glenn, I was really quite amazed at what is out there online for Arabian enthusiasts for shopping.
Oh, really?
Yes. In fact, I have a special gift already picked out for you, but I might have to tell you what it is before the show's over.
See, I don't need a list for you. I like that.
Well, here's one of the things that I thought would be good for youth and adults, and you can go online to get this, would be a subscription to Arabian Horse World or Arabian Horse Times. These are the two major U.S. publications for our industry, and they're great for youth and adults. There's a lot of information about the shows, upcoming shows, and then subsequent show results, about the breed, issues within the industry, and incredible photos and articles that have to do with Arabians. So if you are interested, if you go to Arabian Horse World, that is one. It's $36 for the year, or you can do digital edition for $25. And then the two-year subscription is only $65. And you get a calendar, a 2014 calendar, with the two-year subscription. And by the way, their calendars are also a great gift, and those are only $10, and the photos are beautiful for those calendars.
Now, do you...
And then the go ahead.
Do you... these magazines, I'll tell you, I like getting... I'm a driver, so I get the WHIP magazine, which part of American Driving Society puts it out. And I also get Driving Digest, and I get them... You know, maybe it's because I'm a guy, but I get them because of the pictures. They have such great pictures. And of course, you're talking carriages, and you know, there's 1,000 different varieties of carriages and horses and rigs. And so it's really cool just to see all the carriages. So is that what Arabian people do too? They flip through, see the pictures first, and then go back and read the
Articles?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The front cover, the back cover, and then you just spend time, you know, perusing those incredible photos. And of course, there's a lot of bling involved on the Arabian photos, so they're just great publications. The second one is Arabian Horse Times, and that's very similar. Year subscription, $40, 2 years, $65. They also have a digital edition for $25 also. So I think those are great gifts.
Those are pretty much the magazines for the Arabian world?
They are, for the United States. Of course, internationally, you have other magazines. But for the U.S., it's the Arabian Horse World and Arabian Horse Times.
Okay.
Then that kind of brings me to another place to shop. And this is actually a Florida friend of mine. She is an incredible equine photographer, one of the best, I think, in the world, but also in the state of Florida. Her website is Equine Photography by Suzanne, and it's actually Suzanne's photosingular.com, so suzannesphoto.com. And what she has on her website, Glenn, she has she takes amazing photos. In fact, several of her photos have graced the front covers of both of those publications I mentioned and inside. But she has these just breathtaking note cards from photographs that she's taken, and she also has offered calendars, just beautiful artwork, really great gift cards. And she also, as a gift for someone who has Arabians, you could also set up a photography session where she comes to your farm and does a farm shoot.
Well, there's
so her name is Suzanne Sturgill.
There's a custom gift that everybody would love for sure. And I'm looking at her photographs, and you're right. She does amazing work, and I think I've seen her work before. She really captures the essence of the Arabian, which, you know, it's hard to take a bad picture of an Arabian, but it's really hard to take a really good picture of an Arabian. So that's really a talent to really capture everything about them because they're so complex.
It's very difficult to catch how exotic their heads are. And what I've found is, the more typey and extremely are, the more difficult it is to capture that, which is very frustrating.
And I'm looking at some of the Arabians she has in here have that extreme head.
Well, she photographs some of the most amazing Arabians in the world, and it shows.
Yeah,
in her sessions.
It does. Definitely.
In fact,
and she also does hot guys for anybody that's interested. you can go to the
photos. Absolutely. I think actually one of her calendars in the past was the hot studs of the barn. I mean, she had some pretty creative photos that were gorgeous from a female perspective.
Yeah, yes. I'm just looking. Yeah, I'm not seeing any pictures of girls here. It's pretty much all guys.
Sorry, Glenn. But for those female listeners, you might want to check out her website.
Right. Well, that's a terrific idea. I would have never thought of that, actually.
Well, it's also, you know... And here's kind of a little side topic, but when people come to the farm, you know, we spend a lot of money to get these incredible shots, and we work hard at it, as does the photographer, and it's not cheap. And I kind of grapple sometimes when people come to the farm and they just take pictures with their phone, and, you know, they're just candid shots of our horses. And I'm always agonizing over saying, you know, that's okay to take pictures, but please don't put them up on Facebook or the web, you know, on the web, because one bad angle of your horse can kind of kill kill that horse's future, or, you know, you're breeding. It's so, I, what are your thoughts on that, Glenn?
Well, you know, I have never been a breeder, so I can see what you're saying, though, you know, is that because that's what you have. I mean, your commodity is that horse and that horse's reputation. I mean, that horse's reputation is what you have.
Exactly. And unfortunately, with, you know, the good and bad of the internet is everything is immediate. So you put one bad photo up there, and I mean, I'm just talking about shooting kind of up a horse's face, mm-hmm. and it makes their face look so long, and that maybe that's the first time a person has seen your stallion or one of your mares, and that's the image that sticks with them forever. Oh, look at that long head. And people are very critical, and it can get really ugly.
Boy, that's hard now, though, with everything the way it is. You know that if somebody's taking a picture with a phone, they're putting it on Facebook. That's just where it's going. That's where it's going. It's not even going in their computer, probably. It's going right up to Facebook.
It's going right to Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even put computer photos on my... And this is terrible because I'm a geek and I know better. You know, I don't even put photos on my computer anymore. They just go up to Facebook. It's just the ones I want to keep are on Facebook. And yet we shouldn't do that because, you know, Facebook could go away and we'd lose our entire... Or if they deleted our account for some reason, we would lose all of our photos. We wouldn't have them.
You should know better.
I should.
Run the game. But sorry to get off topic with that, but it is something that I kind of wrestle with and
but what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do?
I just basically ask, you know, politely, look, would you mind just not sharing those on the internet? Feel
and
free to use
them. And on the way
home,
they're uploading it to Facebook.
Exactly. As they're hitting send on their smartphone Facebook. Okay. Right. Never mind.
Yeah, that's going to be a losing battle.
Well, speaking of photos, I also went to Cafe Press. And I was shocked because I typed in Arabian horse gifts. 3,870 results, Glenn.
Really?
Yes. And you can actually, I was, one thing that I have a pet peeve about is when I see Arabian stuff, gifts, whatever, and the Arabians do not look like Arabians. It looks like a quarter horse or a saddlebred, and that just makes me crazy. I will tell you that on Cafe Press, the Arabian gifts were absolutely gorgeous, and I'm talking ranging from a magnet, which I love this one. If it's not an Arabian, it's just a horse.
I like this bumper sticker. You don't scare me, I ride an Arabian.
They have that one too.
I love that one.
That was right beside that one. It was great gifts. They have this amazing collection of Arabian mugs. I mean, and I'm talking just really different prints and artwork. They have all kinds of travel mugs. They have clothing. I mean, you just kind of type in what you want and all this array of great gifts come up. And they also, because of the holidays and Black Friday, they have promo codes. So when you go to a couple of these sites, make sure you're paying attention to the promo codes that they're putting up either at your checking, you know, your cart or on the top. They've been scrolling the promo codes across. So,
I love this one. I'm sorry. Now you got me looking. Arabian, it's a bumper sticker. Arabian horse is not just a horse, it's an adventure.
And you know what? That's a billboard here in Florida.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's great. But, I mean, they have baseball hats. I cracked up, Glenn, because they also have dog T-shirts with Arabian horses on them.
Really?
Yes.
What's for Jack Russell? What's the prevalent dog? You know, we have had this discussion 100 times on the show about, you know, what the most popular, and we've asked our listeners and thing, what the most popular dogs are. And, you know, for the horse world, is there a dog that's most popular, you would say, in the Arabian world? Jack Russell seems to be the winner, you know, or Corgi seems to be the winner in general. But what about the Arabian world?
Well, I think Jack Russells are still probably right up there, but also with Arabians, people have Salukis.
Oh, yeah, which is a relative of my Greyhound.
Yes, absolutely. And also at the Egyptian event, which is held in Lexington, Kentucky, usually they have Saluki nationals at the same time, which I think is pretty cool. The Egyptian event for the Arabians.
They're fast, too. They're fun. They do coursing with them, and they're just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, they're gorgeous, gorgeous dogs. As far as other breeds, I think Australian sheepdogs, I see a lot of those at the shows.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm kind of out of the box with mine. I have rough collies in Florida.
What do you have?
I have rough collies, like, you know, Lassie dogs.
With that hair in Florida, what do? Shave them?
Well, they live in the air conditioning. But, I mean, they come down to the barn every morning and every afternoon, and they have great coats.
Huh.
So, in fact, they show, you know, so they have to have coats. But I'm very happy that they've maintained their coats. But, yeah, that's kind of out of the norm, but I love my collies.
I'm still stuck on this website. Now you're not going to get me off of it. So they have puzzles with Arabians on them. They do have everything.
I mean, if you go to the top, because I looked at, there's another one that I had to like tear myself off of it to feed my horses lunch. It was sad yesterday. Oh, but I think it's the one you go up to the top and you just pull down the menu, pick what item you want. Like they have iPad covers that are just incredible, the iPad cases. And you just put whatever the item, and then you type in Arabians, and watch out, get the credit card out.
I only ride big studs. That one's out of stock. Yeah, go figure.
Oh, shocking. But well, that website, ours.
CafePress.com. Just search for Arabian horse. Probably you could put in any horse breed, and you're going to come up with stuff there. I never did that here. But, if I put in quarter horse, I'm probably going to get a ton of stuff, too.
You will. Yeah. I mean, it's a great site, and it is great for other breeds. But I was absolutely blown away by almost 4,000 Arabian horse items.
My quarter horse is smarter than your president.
Oops.
All right. So we can go all day with that. We won't do that. By the way, I'm talking, Karen McMurtry is here. We're doing Arabian Day here on Black Friday. And thank you for joining us. If you're just joining in, tell us real quick before we continue on your list of goodies you found, who our guests are going to be today.
Well, our first guest is Gina Dupree, who lives in Mississippi, and she is the entrepreneur who started Arabian Fancy Tack. Her website is arabianfancy.com, and she, as I said, she lives in Mississippi. Her specialty is custom halter bling, and that capital B for bling. She does amazing custom pieces, and they've been featured all over the world on various champions.
Well, is there anybody that does more bling than the Arabian people?
No.
Not even the Western people do that much bling.
No, because we also have Western, so you can imagine these Western classes. Whoa. On steroids, but yes.
Yeah, you couldn't have spotlights. You'd blind the audience.
We do frequently. Sunglasses only for this class. Sorry.
Right.
And then our second guest is actually Sarasota, Florida resident, Sue Brielman. She founded Cooper Creek Collections, and she has just really very unique equine jewelry and also cat and dog jewelry for humans.
Cool.
So,
and you know,
people.
You go to these shows and you do see a lot of jewelry. So I'm going to be interested to ask her a little bit about that, the business side of it, because you see so many more jewelry vendors than anything else, which tells me they must sell a lot of jewelry. It wouldn't be that way. So it'll be interesting to talk to her a little bit about that. And of course, she's coming into her busy season too. She's going to be doing a lot of shipping of little boxes here coming up.
I think she's pretty busy today, Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we're honored that she's taken the time to join us today.
Definitely. Yep. And so what else did you find?
Okay. You're not going to be able to tear yourself away from this site either. Okay.
Okay.
Zazzle. ZAZZLE.com.
I've heard of it.
Again, it's kind of like if you explore it, it's almost, it can be like a Vistaprint where you send your photos and you can put it on anything, that, you know, unlimited merchandise. But they also have a gift section. Again, look for those promo codes for today. They have also a wide array of Arabian horse gifts. For instance, they have these note cards that are just great. They're very artsy, but they have serious ones, and then they have whimsical ones. For instance, the one I love was Mona Lisa with her white Arabian, and it was just very, very cool. They have Christmas ornaments that are just beautiful, really great prices, and especially with the promo discounts that they're running for Black Friday.
I had never been to this site before, actually.
Well, type in Arabian horse gifts and watch out.
It seems to be a little, and I, you know, not to bust on Cafe Press, but what this seems to be is maybe a little bit classier, a little bit higher end.
I think it is. That was kind of my feeling too, Glenn. They have, I just think it's different. The artwork that they're using, they have, you know, of course, I mean, unlimited keychains, mouse pads, t-shirts, tote bags. One thing I just, which I am ordering, I actually am going to break my Christmas Eve fix, and I'm going to order this today. They have Arabian horse stamps, a wide variety of sizes, and also you can get your different choice of postage denominations. And they have different designs. They're just gorgeous.
They also have Arabian Christmas wrapping paper.
They have that. They have ties. And here's my gift for you, Glenn.
Uh-oh.
The Arabian horse skull tie.
Skull
only
tie?
At Zazzle.com. Check it out, Glenn.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. Oh, it really is skulls. Oh, that's gross.
Look how exotic that skull is, Glenn.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, that's exotic.
Perfect gift for you.
I'm not quite sure where you'd wear that. Maybe to a maybe to an Undertaker's convention. I'm not sure.
Well, I
okay,
saw that.
My question is, somebody made this, and obviously somebody has bought it. Who has bought this thing?
And it is in stock today.
And it's just
although
what
it might
Karen,
not be at the end of the day now.
It's just what Karen insinuated. It is a tie with skull, with the horse skulls on it. Oh.
And wait, no, Arabian horse skulls.
Arabian horse skulls, which just means they're a little longer.
No.
And
they're
the
shorter between eye socket and
true.
Muzzle hole.
Yeah,
okay?
But the nose part's longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, I had fun on that website. It's just really great graphics. And again, my pet peeve, they have to look like an Arabian. And this is like unlimited gifts content on that website, Zazzle.com.
Yes. I've never been there. I've heard of it and I've heard a lot of people use it, but interesting.
We also can go to, you know, your basic catalogs that most horse owners have. Jeffers has a great Christmas catalog out. You can go online also, jeffersequine.com. They have some great gifts, of course, ornaments. If you want your poor to humiliate your horse, you know, they have the reindeer horn antlers you can put on your horse, or hats, and just all kinds of gifts. And also, just in general, their jeffers.com website, they also have, you know, cat and dog Christmas presents. So shopping for your four-legged friend is pretty easy on Jeffers.com. I also looked through Smart Pack. They have great gifts for geared towards Christmas, a wide variety, you know, English and Western stuff.
If you're really looking for household stuff or other blingy stuff, you can find it at Rods, rods.com.
Oh yeah. And Rods is great.
Yeah. They put out the best catalogs. I mean, with the best pictures, and they have the hottest girls in the catalog.
Oh, there is your turn now. So
yeah, see,
Suzanne with her hot studs, and here you go. Rods for the hot girls.
Yes. So very nice country girls in that, rods.com. Yeah. That's one that you want to sign up for the catalogs for.
There's also, which is a great website, wildhorsefeathers.com.
Oh, yeah. I've been there forever.
Yeah, they are still around, and they also have great items for shopping for Black Friday.
Huh.
Or Christmas Eve,
although
you wouldn't get it in time.
They've changed a lot since I've been to their website. That's mostly gifty stuff, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but I mean, they had a couple things I saw with Arabians, I think a pendant and a couple other little things, but just horse stuff in general, they have some very interesting things.
And they have a lot of kids and junior stuff there too at Wild Horse Feathers.
They do.
Yeah, or tween stuff.
Another website I came across, allthingsequine.com, and you just type in Arabians. Different.
Well, you really were shopping, weren't you?
I had fun with this. Good research.
Yeah, and All Things Equine, again, another website that really does have a large selection of gifty stuff.
So
and they even have stuff about bears, and, you know, they have a little bit of everything at that. Any animal you want. Foxes. Fox hunters.
They do. Look at the bling on, the rings. Wow. The casting of the moose keepsake box. They have a beautiful Arabian figurine. Oh, only $160. And it actually looks like an Arabian. And I love what it says, Glenn. Product details. Arabians are highly intelligent and responsive.
They are also
courageous and sometimes high-spirited. Shocking.
They got that right off of Wikipedia.
Oh, here it is. Their skulls, I quote, are most noted for their beautiful heads and dish profiles. Soon to be seen on Glenn's tie.
Tie,
they'll be wearing.
Yeah. You can... That's,
do you even wear ties before I go ahead and get
them? I used to. 20 years I spent in the investment world, and when I retired from that, I pretty much hung up my ties. I have a bunch of them, but I can't tell. I wore a tie. Actually, I can tell you when I wore my last tie. We were in Aiken, and my co-host of the driving radio show, Dr. Wendy, and I, we went driving a carriage in the Aiken carriage parade.
Oh, wow.
And I wore a tie, a suit coat, and I had my cowboy hat. I was all spiffy.
Whoa, styling. Yeah,
I know. I think I look good in a tie again.
Well, it's coming your way, Glenn.
Five tries to get it right because it's been so long, but I got it right fine.
Yeah, that is the part, because I've actually had to wear some ties for some things, and trying to remember how to do that is a little tough.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. It's just the length. I always get the length wrong, so I have to do it over just to get the length right.
Yeah.
Well, now, before we get to our first guest, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Hawks Flight Farm. Now, you guys are just breeding. Do you do any training there, or what happens down there in Sarasota at Hawks Flight?
Oh, there's so much that happens on this farm. Not all of it planned, Glenn, but...
The Arabians, there you go.
Exactly. You know, we are a breeding farm, but actually we started because Karen Abatista, who was a guest earlier on one of our shows, she is giving dressage lessons here at our farm with one of our mares, H.F. Kelly Daba. And we also, we do have some horses prepping for the show circuit for Florida. But primarily, we are a breeding barn. Our stallion will be 22 in January, and he's still going great and doing well. And we're basically keeping as many of his daughters as we can. We have all bloodlines, Egyptian, Polish, Russian, and outcrossing his daughters.
Now that you brought that up, I have to go there.
So
your stallion's 22, still breeding, right?
Yes, he'll be 22 on January 15th.
What's the usual age? Does it vary? Is there an age where they're no longer effective at their jobs? Or, what's the story?
I think it's an individual basis, Glenn. I know some stallions younger than that, for some reasons have become sterile. I know some stallions older, that are still breeding stallions. I think it really is just kind of health, nutrition, environment, genetics. But we're blessed. He's still, of course, we haven't collected. We all do our first collection in January and, see what everything looks like. But health-wise, he's still, great. Thinks he's 3 years old, so.
Well, there you go.
There you have it.
Well, let's...
We do breed. We breed our his daughters to outside stallions that we really think will nick well. And those babies then we, that are for sale. It's a full crop. And
now,
that's what we do.
So where can people find out more information about the farm and if they wanted to stop by and see if they're ever in the Sarasota area?
Well, it's easy. We're hawksflightfarm.com on the internet, and we're also on Facebook, Hawks Flight Farm. And we do encourage, appointments because it's a crazy busy time. We're also doing filming. We're doing filming about life on our farm. So it can be kind of crazy here. We have Hawks Flight Productions, a company that we formed, and we're doing what we call webisodes, and you can view those at hfladysnickers.com.
HF Lady Snickers?
Yes, that's the star of our show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, let's get to our first guest here. Why don't you introduce Gina for us?
Gina Dupree, I have known probably for close to 10 years. She lives in Mississippi, and she is the founder and creator of Arabian Fancy Tack, and I think that it would be best to let her explain her world and what she does with the Arabians. Hey, good morning, Gina. Happy Black Friday. Thanks for being part of our special Arabian episode for Shopping Thrills.
I'm so excited, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. I think it would be best if you could kind of tell our audience and Glenn how you got started and why you got started in the very specialized world.
I had an Arabian mare that was just my favorite thing on this earth, and I was looking through the magazines, and I said, you know, I can make something prettier than what I'm seeing to go on her head, and kind of went from there. I made a few halters and sold them, and it kind of took off from there.
And when did you start this?
It was 13 years ago, because I remember my daughter was 2 years old. So probably around 2000.
Okay, because I was trying to think. I believe that I started speaking with you in 2004. So that was, you were already doing this for a few years. And that's when we talked about doing a special halter for Amir, our stallion. So that's how we started.
That's about right, about 4 years after that.
Yeah.
Now, can I jump in here quick? I want to go back a little bit in time, because obviously, Gina, you make very, very, very blingy things, which as we discussed earlier in the show, the Arabians have the blingiest things. But does that go back all the way to the time, you know, in the Middle East, where that started, the blinginess from, or is that a fairly new thing with the Arabians?
Well, when I design, I try to think of what the pharaohs would have put on their horses. You know, if they were going to dress their horses like they would want to, because of the pageantry and the beauty of that time with the pyramids and, you know, the culture. And that's what I kind of design around is, you know, I picture what I would expect to see in that time period on their horses.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And where do you, as far as when you, I'm intrigued when you say that about the pharaohs, because some of the materials that you use, you do get from the Middle East and Egypt, don't you?
Yes, I do. I import from the Middle East quite a bit, and I use some silks and satins from India and different places, and, you know, just whatever catches my fancy, really. I do try to stick to a lot of the traditional pieces from the Middle East as much as I can on some of the sets, depending on what the customer's looking for.
And Glenn, to get back to what your question was, that's a great question, in that it's funny because when Gina was looking at those magazines, this halter du jour then was just usually this, you know, a black cable or a colored cable with a concho for the halter classes. You didn't really see much, you know, variety for these halter classes. And I really think, Gina, you started to kind of break that tradition with your designs, because at first, I think, weren't people afraid to kind of use those in the show ring?
Yeah, you could get the traditional halters from the Middle East, those big wide wool with the shells and all on them. But, you know, the Arabians in the show ring have such pretty fine heads that you really don't want to put those big bulky pieces on them. And so I started making that design, but I started doing it prettier and thinner and more delicate for the prettier head.
You know what I think is interesting is the Arabians are known for being high and a little hot, and yet they have the finest, what looks like the most delicate halters in their classes. It's like it wouldn't hold anything.
And maybe Gina, and we actually had talked about this before, Gina and I, because of several, and I'm going to blow Gina's horn here, because someone recently told me that recently we had the show, Glenn, about U.S. Nationals.
Yeah, yeah.
And 11 champions and reserves were wearing Gina's creations in the show ring.
Well, congratulations. Good for you.
That's right.
And many of them were high-spirited stallions.
Good for you.
That's right. You know, safety is always my first concern. It's got to be beautiful, but it's got to be strong. So I use a custom blended material that's like Kevlar. I have a guy that makes this material and blends this material for me. And so you really don't see it, and you think, well, that's just too light and pretty to go on my horse. Well, it goes on these multi-million dollar stallions in the ring with other stallions, and I've, to date, never had one break. Ever.
Is that right? See, now I'm...
So I'm pretty confident in the strength of them.
I am looking at this, and they look very delicate, so it's interesting to note that the underlayer, the thing that all of the bling is attached to, is really stronger than it looks.
It's very deceptive, Glenn, because Gina recently did a piece for me, and I got it, and I called her, and I said, Gina, you know, this is going on a 2-year-old who's very hot. And I said, are you sure? And Gina said, don't worry about it. It's fine. And we put it on that filly, and it did its job, Glenn.
So now that you've become the superstar, and apparently horses can't win without having your halters on, so now do you have people that like run into your booth right before their class and buy your halters because they think that's going to give them the extra edge?
No, not at all. Believe it or not, I don't do booths. You don't buy my halters off the rack.
Oh, really?
I do custom work. And so when you want one of my halters, say for Scottsdale that's coming up in February, you order now. And you get on the books because I do them one at a time, a piece at a time. And, you know, I don't do booth. I don't, like I said, I just don't do off the rack. I mean, when you want one of my pieces, I want it to be something special that you've thought about for months in advance and designed with the horse in mind. You know exactly what you want and have tried it on and you know it's going to look right. So I know I don't go to the shows and I don't do booth.
Oh, that's good for you. What a hassle that is. Good for you. Hey, I'm looking at some pictures on your Facebook page. And by the way, they can just go to Arabian Fancy Tack on Facebook. Sorry about this, Karen. I'm dominating here, but I have
no. Feel free.
There is one on your Facebook page that looks like the Christmas balls that my mom used to make by hand years ago, with all the jewels on them. You know, they started with the styrofoam and covered them with all the stuff, and that's what they look like. They're so cool.
So, well, probably no styrofoam there, but probably Swarovski crystal because it's hard to photograph. But they're usually a little bit fancier than that. But
yeah, that's what they kind of look like. It's what it reminded me of, anyway. Well, now I do have a question about materials. What kind of materials do you use? Are you using really, you know, can you make these with real gemstones? And you know, how's all of that work?
A lot of what I do, depending on the piece, I'm working on a piece right now that's going up for a wedding in the Middle East, and it's going to be on the horse that is going to carry the bride into the wedding. And these pieces are Swarovski crystal. They're custom made. I design them, and then I have a company that makes these for me. And each little piece has got 38 crystals each, and then I have them plated in the color that I want. So I don't really do a lot of gemstone like diamonds and pearls. In emeralds, things like that. But I do a lot of crystal. I do a lot of gemstone.
Well, now, I got to ask you, because I'm a guy and I don't know all this stuff. What is a Swarovski crystal? What is it? I mean, I've heard of it. I'd probably know what it looks like. But what is it? What is it?
It's glass, actually, but they're made in Switzerland. And they're just the finest crystal in the world. They look prettier than diamonds when the light catches them. They have more flash and sparkle than a diamond does. You see the beautiful figurines in the little glass cases in the jewelry stores, and that's Swarovski crystal.
Okay.
And it's got a lot of flash and fire to it.
Are you self-taught?
I am self-taught, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, were you an artist before? Did you paint? Did you draw? Mm-hmm. Were you an artist to begin with, or is this your art?
No, not at all. I can't draw anything. which is really funny because my customers asked me to draw it out. I can't do that. I just have to lay the pieces out. But, you know, it's just something that I picked up and decided I'm going to try this, and it just worked out. I mean, God just blessed me with the talent to be able to envision what the customer wanted, to figure out from what they were telling me what it needed to look like.
That is really cool. That is really cool that you were able to do that and make a very successful business out of it as well. Well, let's give the audience, where can they go if they wanted to get a hold of you? I guess your Facebook page is almost the best place, isn't it?
It is, because like today, I just put a new piece up on Facebook that, you know, we had premiered for a customer, and it will be, all the newest designs go on Facebook first. My website is under construction right now. We're totally redoing it. Hopefully, we'll be online by Christmas. Facebook, you get to see the newest things, and if I have something in mind that I want to design, I lay it out, take a picture of it, pop it on Facebook.
And Glenn, I do have a question for Gina. What is the most exciting moment that you've ever experienced in the Arabian horse show world with a horse wearing one of your creations?
Oh, Karen, there's been several. You know, that first national championship with Michael Byatt was fun because I was ringside and actually got to go in the winner's circle there. The recent one in Las Vegas when W.H. Justice won Supreme Champion in one of my halters, because he's just, in the current market right now, he's just the ultimate stallion. you know, as far as just those goosebump moments. But anytime I see a photo, for instance, that photo of a mirror and that lapis set that I did for you, it just, you know, it just makes it all worthwhile.
Well, that, thank you, Jean. I mean, that halter set was extremely special to us. Amir's not real thrilled with wearing that bling, but he's still photogenic in it. So.
He doesn't get a choice.
Exactly. Oh, well.
Karen trusted me years ago to design that piece for him because she had an idea in mind of what she wanted it to look like, and she wanted this crisscross in the forehead, and she had a photo of an old piece that was ancient, and she said, can you do something like this? And I mean, it just worked out, and it just looks so beautiful on him, and I've had so many people, you know, tell me how much it has inspired them to even get into a radiance just seeing that photo.
Wow. Well, you know, that halter, the photograph is a photograph of Amir's grandfather. So that's why it was so special for you to recreate that for him.
And, well, you know, it was just like, it was one of those old pieces from way back. And it's just, you know, to be able to recreate it was really fun.
It's Gina Dupree. Thank you very much for being here. It's Arabian Fancy Tack. You can go to, just search for Arabian Fancy Tack on Facebook. Like her there, and you'll see all of the cool stuff that she puts together right on her Facebook page. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Gina.
All right, thank you.
Well, that was fun, and it sounded like you had a little rain coming down there during that interview. Welcome to Florida, huh?
Exactly. When you want it, you can't get it. When you don't, hey, the way it is in Florida.
And a lot of us either there's a lot of Florida homes that don't have the shingle roofs. They either have the tile roofs or tin roofs. So you must have a tin roof of some sort because I could hear it.
Definitely a tin roof, Glenn.
Yep. I could hear it. All right, well, we're going to be playing a Christmas song for you. What else today? So have yourself a Merry Little Christmas by our friend from Tennessee, Templeton Thompson. We're going to come back with more terrific guests and more Black Friday fun stuff talk.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest pile. And have yourself we'll be right back. happy golden days of yore. And faithful friends who are dear to us, Gavin dear to us, once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Templeton Thompson. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Welcome back to Black Friday here on Horses in the Morning. I am with Karen, who does our monthly Arabian episode, and we're combining it today with our Black Friday shopping episode / Arabian episode. So it's Black Friday Arabian shopping. And you could do that at Karen's house, actually, if you really wanted to.
So. Yes, that's true.
She is from Hawk's Flight Farm in Sarasota, Florida. If you've missed the past episodes we've done, special Arabian episodes, you can go to horsesinthemorning.com and just look for them on the list there. They're labeled with Arabian episode. So you can go back and listen to the past ones. Now, Jamie and Jennifer are both off today. I think Jennifer's out shopping, much to my chagrin. And Jamie she is visiting relatives. She'll be back on Monday. The whole gang will be back here on Monday as well, which is, I don't think Monday Cyber Monday. I don't know how they do that. They change that every year. So
I don't know either, Glenn.
They seem to change that up. So it doesn't matter. You got to get your shopping done anyway. And that's what we're talking about today. Earlier in the show, if you missed it, go back and listen to the recorded episode because Karen was doing her homework and came up with all kinds of cool places to buy Arabian / horse stuff for the holidays.
It's fun. Just remember those promo codes.
Now, last year we kind of did a survey, Karen, with our listeners on Facebook, and we asked them how many of them actually do go shopping on Black Friday, and it came out to about 40% of them shop on Black Friday, and most of them were tack shops. Very few of them were the mall, you know. Because we are horse people.
We are horse people, and who needs the crowds? No, thank you.
Even the tack shops, here in Ocala, and we literally have 10 tack shops within 4 miles of our house. And they get busy on Black Fridays. We'll drive by, and the parking lots are full. So the tack shops, at least here locally, do a good business on Black Friday.
So they must have Christmas specials there starting today.
Yes, I'm sure
they do. For those of you brave enough, the 40%.
I'm not going, so I don't know. I don't know what they have. So what's going on now? They just finished the Arabian annual meeting for one of the Arabian groups in Lexington last week, didn't they?
Actually, I think convention
just, yeah.
Convention. I think it might still be going on.
Because one of our listeners called.
Oh, no, it did end.
Yeah. One of our listeners called, and he was actually on the way to the Arabian Horse Association.
It's convention. We just call it the convention.
Is it always in Lexington, or they move it?
No, they rotate. And actually, it was down here in Florida a couple of years ago. I think it was in Orlando. So they do rotate it.
Is that your typical association convention where they all get together, have speakers, and, you know, talk business and all that?
Yes, drink copious amounts of alcohol.
Okay, it is your typical association convention then.
Yes, it is.
Well, Tony, who called, will fit right in. He'll have a good time.
And actually, I mean, they do have business that obviously relates to our industry, and votes are taken and things are brought up that need to be, you know, scrutinized. And, you know, there's a lot of saber rattling, I think, on things that are controversial. One of the things that they, you know, we're going through over the past few years is the judging / scoring system. But, you know, there's always something that somebody wants to bring up and put on the table and fight about. So.
And for all the, if you don't mind, can I put a plug in for my brother's business? Because he's
Absolutely.
About a mile here away from us, and it's relevant to today. He has a company called EasySignsOnline.com. And for all of the new listeners to the show, he is one of the number one farm sign and makers in the country. And has a ton of choices as far as silhouettes and pictures and things for Arabians. And he can also take a picture of your Arabian and put it on your farm sign out in front of the house. And everything is weatherproof. You won't ever have to worry about painting it. And it's all computer and digitally done. So these are terrific signs that last forever. And you can get, he does elaborate signs that you see out in front of housing developments all the way down to a foot by a foot. So
now what's his site again?
It's EasySignsOnline.com, and he has one of the coolest sign builder, spent tens of thousands of dollars having this made. You actually build your sign online, and you pick all of your options, the colors, and the size, the shape, everything you want, and you go through the step-by-step process to build your sign. And then when you're done, you hit submit, and he actually will send you, you can send him your artwork, and he'll send you a proof back for you to approve before you ever have to commit to the sign. So
okay, I'm shopping there after the show, Glenn.
Yeah, it is great.
Wow.
And, you know, talk about a custom gift that really will mean a lot to someone, because we're all proud of we're all proud of our farms, and we're all proud of our logos, and we're all proud of, you know, that's our identity, really, when we have a horse farm.
Right.
So it's a terrific gift, and that he does anything down to small stall nameplates, starting at, you know, signs at $30 on up, very reasonable, and he does a ton of them for horse farms around the country. So check it out at EasySignsOnline.com, and that's just a shameless plug for my brother.
Hey, and I'm glad that you did this shameless plug, because I actually need a farm sign.
Oh, do you? Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. And the thing, you know, the thing is that they are weatherproof and they'll last. We have one, and some of my co-hosts for the other shows have bought farm signs from them and have them out front. Jamie, co-host of this show, has a farm sign. Flyover Farm is her farm sign. And hers is kind of unique because her husband's a fighter pilot and she does eventing. So she told him, I want a horse and I want a fighter plane. And he put a really neat design together. He'll also do the designs for you if you want, that incorporated the horse and the fighter plane. And it looks really neat for Flyover Farm. So,
Will definitely check that out, because I do need a sign. So.
Yeah, and go to his samples page. He has a million pictures of signs that people sent him after they put them up. So you can check them. Yours is going to need to be waterproof, though, by the sounds of things in the background there.
Yes. Still coming down. The Florida deluge.
The joy of live radio. Tell us about our next guest.
Our next guest is a fellow Sarasotan. Her name is Sue Brielman. She is the founder of Cooper Creek Collections, which is a line of jewelry, and she has horsey stuff and cat stuff and dog jewelry. But what sets her apart, Glenn, is it's a very different style. It's very elegant, and you can wear it to a horse show and not look out of place. It's just very beautiful.
All right, let's get her on the line.
Great. Well, thank you for being part of our Black Friday show. And I have been on your website several times, and I'm tortured by which ones I need to narrow down for my Merry Christmas to Karen list. But can you tell me, Sue, how did you get started with this?
Well, I'm a horsewoman, and I love my equestrian jewelry. And I realized that while there are lots of pendants out there, like there's the boots, riding boots, or spurs, or stirrups and things like that, there wasn't a lot of jewelry available that seemed more fashion forward. And I had made a line of jewelry when I was in my early 20s, and it was a fun thing, it was a great thing, but I had a family then and had to quit. So I always wanted to do jewelry again, and I just felt that that would be a great niche for me.
did it evolve from another business, or you just started this as a fresh business?
Well, I have another business. My husband and I are in the Christmas business, and so that afforded me the opportunity to explore a creative side of myself that I hadn't been using for many years. I design Christmas ornaments, and we have a big Christmas company.
I mean, when you said you were in the Christmas business, I thought he was Santa Claus there for a minute.
my grandchildren say, "Nana, at your house it's Christmas every day." So,
nice.
Yeah. So it just allowed me the opportunity to create the jewelry and fund a new business. The kinds of stones that we're using and the pearls, everything we're using is very, very good quality. We're doing everything made in America. We have a workshop in Sarasota, Florida, where we make all of the jewelry by hand. So that kind of an operation requires some startup cash. And so my other company allows me the opportunity to do that.
Because this is Black Friday for shopping, what is your Christmas business?
Well, we make Christmas ornaments and Christmas trees and wreaths and garland and custom-made Santas, beautifully embellished, made in America Santas. And I have a whole line of ornaments that are made in America.
How would we find that online?
Well, we actually distribute that part of our business through catalogs and websites and boutiques and stores.
Great.
So, but if you go into any mall, I'm sure you'll see our product in a store in the malls at Christmas time.
Huh. Very cool. Well, now I'm looking at your lines here. Do you do shows, or is everything just sold by the website and catalogs?
Well, I've done some shows. I did the Etta show in Philadelphia, and we did very, very well there. People were saying that we were the best find at the show. And I do the Atlanta gift show in January and July. And I will be doing more equestrian shows across the state and into some of the other states. And then by the web, we'll be doing ads in magazines. In January, we're going to have an ad campaign for safety, horse safety, encouraging people to wear their helmets and showing our line of jewelry on models dressed very beautifully, sitting on their horses with their helmets on. So we're going to be quite involved in a big ad campaign to get the jewelry out there and get it known. But just based on word of mouth, it's been incredibly rewarding for me to see the wonderful reception we've had to the line.
And the people can't buy this directly from you. You wholesale it out, then they'll find it at stores and things?
No, the jewelry we are selling,
okay.
Direct, yes. So our other business is strictly wholesale. But no, the jewelry is for sale through the website also, yes.
Now, so what are your price ranges? Because your jewelry is just absolutely breathtaking. So before I start shopping, what are your price ranges?
Well, we start at probably around $21, mm-hmm. and go up to about $450. But I would say that the bulk of my line is somewhere in the $65 to $75 range. And we have a lot of things, bracelets that are in the $30 to $40 price range.
Well, I'm a pearl fanatic, and thus I'm just drawn to so many of your chokers and your necklaces because you utilize pearls in really beautiful ways.
Yes, thank you. And pearls are one of our basic building blocks to the pieces we're creating. I love pearls and silver, and a lot of the way women dress today lends itself to wearing pearls. I mean, even with a pair of jeans and a sweater for the winter, or a shirt, or like an Oxford shirt in the summertime, the pearls look gorgeous no matter what you're wearing. So we have some simple designs and we have some more elegant designs in pearls. We're also using a lot of other stones like amazonite and hematite. And all of my pendants are hand designed by me. They're created in the lost wax casting method. And so each of the pendants that we make is also unique to our company, as well as all the beautiful stones that we're adding to the pieces.
Hey, I'm looking at I'm actually in the cat section now, but I have seen this in a couple of other places now, and I don't know if it's a thing, so you have to tell me. But in the cat section, you have a necklace that has a little bottle with the cork in it, and I have seen necklaces now showing up with bottles with the cork in it. Is that like for the fox hunters? It's a mini flask. They can just fill it with, is that what that is, or why is that becoming popular? Is that for an alcoholic or what?
I'm not sure if that was the intention, Glenn, but we'll list that in our description of the piece from now on as an add-on benefit of having
flask.
That piece.
An emergency
mini
flask, Glenn. Great.
Yeah, a mini flask, yeah.
Shot out of that.
Brilliant, Glenn.
And you know what? You're right, well, Arabians. You should have these. Occasionally you need a quick shot. So
you said that right.
That's very funny.
Well, also, Sue, I've got, I wanted to speak with you. Are you going to be doing any more? I noticed that most of yours are a little more generic, and the horses and almost Andalusian looking. Any thoughts on going out to Arabians, some Arabian horses?
Yes. In fact, we've done dressage. We have a beautiful headshot of a dressage horse done in silver. We have horses running and bridled horses, and just with some beautiful pendants. But I've been working on saddlebred pendants and the Arabian pendants, and also some things that look a little bit more like quarter horses. So I'll be adding at least 8 to 10 pendants in January to my line, as well as a lot of new designs that will incorporate those pendants.
Oh, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to do that Arabian show next year.
Are you talking about Scottsdale or the Florida show?
The Florida show, I know, in Tampa.
Taking place as we speak.
Yes, exactly. I think it started today, didn't it?
It started this week, and the halter classes are today and some performance classes. So it's a great show. The Arabian Horse Association of Florida sponsors that show.
Yeah,
and you would fit in so well there. You would sell quite a bit.
Now, is that in Tampa?
Yes, it is. It's at the Tampa Fairgrounds.
So the blingiest place in Florida right now this weekend's in Tampa.
Yep.
I would imagine so, yeah. But, I want to say something, too, about that, Karen, because... And while I'm happy to be selling my pieces and supply my pieces to my equestrian friends, there are a lot of people buying from me that are not horse devotees, horse riders. They just love the piece. They admire horses and they like horses. And this year in particular, more so than ever, I think some of the big designers are incorporating equestrian themes in their designs. Now, Ralph Lauren has always had an equestrian theme, but this year Gucci added a lot of equestrian themed items, and they're making crossover breeches, so you don't just wear the breeches on the horses, they're wearing them shopping in Manhattan. And
wow.
So I think it's a perfect venue. I sell to a bunch of boutiques that are not, they're not tax stores, they're just jewelry boutiques or gift boutiques, and they love the pieces, so I'm very happy about that part of the business.
Well, you're mentioning Ralph Lauren. I mean, I have several. I mean, every year I add to my collection because he has such an amazing equestrian design team. I mean, the fabrics, the designs, the whole look is very country equestrian. And your jewelry fits right in with that. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So are you shopping today? Black Friday?
I'm trying to the best of my ability, avoid the stores. but I will probably have to break down at some point and try to get a little Christmas shopping done, yes.
Well, Glenn did, I guess there was a study, Glenn was telling me about this earlier, that 40% of people go shopping. Is that correct, Glenn? Do I have that right?
40% of
don't.
40% of horse people. That's,
oh, okay,
that's
horse
the,
people.
Yeah, horse people. Because we don't like to shop a whole lot to begin with, so not on the
right.
Not at
speak
the normal.
Speak for yourself, Glenn.
Well, not at. The, let me clarify that. Not at the normal places. Not at the mall.
Okay.
Usually. Yeah.
Right, because I've never met a tax store I didn't like.
That's right.
That
that's what thought. I mean. I was clarifying. Yeah. Well, this has been great.
And I can always find something I need in the tax store, too.
That's true.
Of course.
That's true. Cooper Creek is it's CooperCreekCollections.com. You can find it there. Just go to CooperCreekCollections.com. We'll put that link in our show notes at Horses in the Morning and post it on our Facebook page as well. Thank you, Susan, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And you have a wonderful holiday season. I hope you ship out
a million
little boxes, okay?
From your mouth to you know who's ears. Thank you so much.
And
thank you, Sue.
Hey, tell Santa Claus
thank you so
we
much,
said
Karen.
Hi, okay?
Okay, we'll do when I see him.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye now. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, she's married to Santa Claus. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, now, does she wear the red outfit too? You know, Mrs. Santa there?
I think she does.
Yeah.
And lingerie also.
and a lot of jewelry, apparently.
Yes, with pearls.
That's right. That was funny. Well, that was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you getting her on the show. That was fun.
Yeah, she's really delightful, and I love what she's doing.
Well, you know, I'm really getting doing this show really gets me into the holiday spirit because we, you know, we play Christmas music and we talk holidays and we talk gifts and we talk products. And it is, you know, I'm a product guy. We owned a tack business and Jennifer and I. And so we're product people. And I, you know, we talk a lot about product on our other shows, too. So this is actually my time of year that I enjoy the most. But I hadn't really taken a close look at Arabian products. So that's been fun.
Good. I'm glad you are, you know, getting into this area.
And
getting out of the box.
So what's happening right now at the Florida show that's going on right now this weekend? That's one of the biggest in Florida of the year, period, right?
It is the biggest, Glenn. And it's wonderful because they have every discipline showing there, from halter to the various dressage levels, Western, of course, the incredible blingy native costume, and the Western pleasure classes, English hunter. People come from several states to the show. It's been around for several decades, and they've added new things. Yesterday for the Thanksgiving, they had a great buffet and also a Thanksgiving extravaganza, which is real family-oriented. So I think they brought a lot of new life to the show this year.
Are you heading
tomorrow
up?
Night are the championship classes.
Are you heading up this weekend?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah? Well, good. Well, have fun with that. You know, we're running out of time here, but I thank you so much for joining us again. Really appreciate it. I really enjoy doing the Arab show every month. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you missed the previous Arab episodes, you can go back and listen to them at horsesinthemorning.com. And of course, you can find Karen at Hawks Flight Farm. She's in Sarasota, Florida, not too far away from Dr. Wendy Ying. About a mile down the road, I think, right?
It's very close.
Yeah, and I actually I'm hoping to get down there before the holidays and visit. Now, she disappears for a while visiting family, but we're hoping to get down to Sarasota before the holidays. So if we do, we'll definitely look you up.
Oh, I hope so, Glenn. That'd be wonderful.
And, you know, we will be back on Monday with another live show here on Horses in the Morning. If you're new or if you're an Arab person listening for the first time, definitely check us out. We have a fun show here. We do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. With a variety of topics and just a whole lot of fun. And we also have a lot of contests, so ways you can win prizes. And it's just a good time. It's meant to be morning radio. It'll help you get through your morning cleaning. Usually people are listening when they're cleaning their stalls in the morning. That's most of our people listen then. Anything else? Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. This has been really a lot of fun. And I actually am going to start shopping today. Online, of course.
Well, happy shopping, everybody. Remember, you can get our app at the Horse Radio Network app. Just go to the App Store on iOS or Android and search for Horse Radio Network. It's free. You won't have to pay a dime for it. And you can listen to all of our shows while you're driving around to the stores today. Have a great time shopping. We look forward to spending the holiday season with you here at Horses in the Morning. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Glenn.
Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Christmas tree is loaded up with presents, and the kid and me just love this time of year. There's no dream too big for dreaming, ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.